It's a Halloween treat, debate candy.
Last night, MSNBC aired a debate featuring most of the Democratic presidential candidates. Later in the show, by the way, we're going to talk to a candidate who wasn't invited to participate. That would be former Senator Mike Gravel.
Many of the candidates who were there appeared to have one goal, to take down Hillary Clinton. More on that in a minute from Rachel Martin.
There were some other choice moments, though, last night. Some of them funny, some of them totally weird.
All right. The one-liner of the night goes to Joe Biden, who definitely shoots from the lip. His rivals, everybody's talking about Rudy Giuliani, said something really unkind about Hillary Clinton and her lack of experience. Joe Biden went right after Rudy with this one.
Rudy Giuliani, probably the most underqualified man since George Bush to seek the presidency, is here talking about any of the people here. Rudy Giuliani. I mean, think about it. Rudy Giuliani, there's only three things he mentioned in a sentence, a noun and a verb and 9/11. I mean, there's nothing else.
Ooh, snap. Rudy Giuliani's wife then immediately called him on the phone to tell him that Joe Biden was saying something mean.
And then immediately called Joe Biden, maybe.
That's right. Well, you know, the thing is the Democrats have to sort of figure out how to try to take on each other without really damaging, you know, each other, because one of them is going to be the nominee. So it's kind of fun for them to go after Rudy. Then there was a question put to Barack Obama about what he is going to dress up for as Halloween.
We haven't decided on the costume yet. I know my 9-year-old is going as a mad professor, and my 6-year-old is going as a witch. I will be accompanying them. I am thinking about wearing a Mitt Romney mask, which I think will really, but it has two sides to it. It goes in both directions.
White face? What's up, racist?
Oh, I think he's thinking about, isn't that the guy who called me Osama bin Laden last week?
Totally.
Maybe I'll go as him for Halloween.
Because Mitt Romney was a weird guy for him to pick out of the air.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but yeah, he probably has a little axe to grind.
A little callback from that. And finally, all right, I'm just going to say it. I feel a little uncomfortable that people decide that Dennis Kucinich is a kook. And this question from Tim Russert just sets that up a little bit. Dennis Kucinich, he has very strong views. He's got views that he's out on his own. I'm not promoting Dennis Kucinich, but I don't know. Tell me what you think, Luke, after you hear this question about Dennis Kucinich and what he may or may not have seen in the sky.
Congressman Kucinich, I want to move to a different area because this is a serious question. The godmother of your daughter, Shirley MacLaine, writes in her new book that you sighted a UFO over her home in Washington State, that you found the encounter extremely moving, that it was a triangular craft, silent and hovering, that you felt a connection to your heart and heard directions in your mind. Now, did you see a UFO?
I did, and the rest of the account, it was unidentified flying object, okay? It's unidentified. I saw something. Now, Jimmy Carter saw a UFO, and also that more people in this country have seen UFOs and I think approve of George Bush's presidency.
Okay, first, I thought he made lemonade out of those lemons.
He really, really did. But would you have asked that of John Edwards or Hillary Clinton?
Godmother didn't write in a book that John Edwards said he saw an alien. So I agree that it's a little unfair to play the Kucinich as the crazy candidate, but he's the one whose godmother wrote in the book that he had a heart experience with an unidentified flying object. So I think that – I don't know. I come down in the middle. I come down squarely in the middle, which is totally boring.
I just want everybody to be treated fairly. That's all.
Dennis Kucinich.
It's America.
Dennis Kucinich, we love you, buddy. And he was right. It was unidentified. He was like, I'm not saying it's full of aliens. I'm just saying it was an object that was not identified, fitting the classic definition, unidentified flying object.
That's today's BPP big story. Now for more on the debates and all the rest of the news, here's Rachel Martin.